Preface. There is a peculiar kind of trap that works best when the creature inside it does not believe it is a trap. A steel jaw trap, for all its brutality, at least has the decency to announce itself. There is pain, there is metal, and even the least philosophical fox understands immediately that something has gone wrong. The trap I want to talk about in this book is nothing like that. It is warm. It is entertaining. It fits in your pocket. It lights up when you are lonely and whispers to you when you are bored. Billions of human beings carry it voluntarily. Check it first thing in the morning and last thing at night, and would feel a faint panic if it were taken away for even an hour. I am talking, of course, about the device you are probably holding right now, or the one sitting within arm's reach, or the one that buzzed a moment ago with a notification you are already half thinking about. I am talking about the screen and everything behind it. The platforms, the algorithms, the vast invisible architecture of engagement, measurement, and behavioral prediction that has quietly wrapped itself around daily life like ivy around a drain pipe. Ivy, as gardeners know, looks lovely at first. By the time you notice it is pulling the wall apart, it has been there for years. This book exists because of a question I could not stop asking. How did we get here? How did tools designed for connection become instruments of control? How did the most powerful communication technology ever invented become a machine for making people distracted, anxious, polarized, and addicted, while convincing them they were having a wonderful time? The question itself is not new. Many thoughtful people have raised it. But most of the answers I encountered felt incomplete. They described the symptoms without reaching the underlying structure, or they offered mathematical precision that only a specialist could follow, or they thundered moral outrage without proposing a way forward. So I did what any reasonable person would do when the available explanations failed to satisfy. I wrote a formal research article. Its title is Algorithmic Governance as Subjectless Power, a Mathematical Framework for Attention Dynamics, Cognitive Suppression, and Behavioral Lock-in in Platform Ecosystems. In that paper, I constructed a mathematical framework using operator theory, dynamical systems, and information theory to prove rigorously what many people sense intuitively, that engagement-maximizing algorithms are structurally guaranteed to suppress complex thought, that platform-induced behavioral dependency is not a bug but a mathematical attractor, and that the power exercised by these systems has no identifiable subject. Nobody is in charge. The algorithm has no intentions, and yet it governs.